Let's talk summer festivities, whether it's celebrating graduations, jetting off on summer adventures, or dancing the night away at the epic end of summer wedding. Macy's has got you covered. Seriously, Macy's is like my summer savior. I have a fancy wedding on the horizon, so now I'm on the hunt for the perfect black tie dress, and you better believe Macy's is my first stop. I mean, with brands like DKNY and Michael Kors, it's a no-brainer. Macy's is the MVP of wedding season. And speaking of summer vibes, I'm already daydreaming about lazy days by the pool. Macy's is my go-to for all things poolside. Bathing suits that make you feel like a million bucks, beach towels to soak up the sun, and even floaties to keep the kids entertained. They've seriously got it all. So whether you're glamming up for a special occasion or stocking up for summer fun, shop at Macy's.com or in-store to find everything you need to make this summer unforgettable. Don't miss out. Shop at Macy's.com or in-store, and let's make this summer one for the books.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing that you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are Scrubbing In.
Hello.
Tanya is going to be
out of the office. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So we're doing a little scrubbing before she goes.
Yeah. And if Becca seems a little unwell, it's because she is.
I'm not unwell.
She is.
Okay.
It's okay, well, because she's for the first time in her life getting a taste of what it feels like to be a Tanya, and she doesn't like it.
Here's the thing. I, my whole life, have prided. What's the word?
Prided. Yeah. Prided myself.
I prided myself on not being emotionally needy or needing anyone and being independent, loving my space. It was fully my brand. And somewhere along the way in the last 4 years,
you fell in love.
Well, I fell in love. And then I've done therapy and I've opened my heart to allowing myself to need people or not need to put on a front that I don't even know if it's a front, but like let myself
feel
be vulnerable. And frankly, I don't like it. You know, the other way was easier.
I get it because I live this life on a daily.
Yeah. I feel very like connected to Tanya in a way that I haven't before, and I don't like it.
So Haley left for tour this week. She left on Wednesday, and I already knew, like, I was already planning on checking in on Becca and just being like, hey, how you doing, like, what's going on? And I get a text message from Haley that morning, and she's like, hey Tanya, just wondering if you could maybe check in on Becca today or make plans with her for dinner or something. She's not doing really well with me leaving. Aww, and I was like,
that's so sweet.
I know. So I'm frantic because I can't imagine Becca being in this state. And so I'm like, I need to be here for her. And I was going down. I get my teeth cleaned in like the South Bay. So it's like an hour and a half.
Which is a whole other conversation, yeah, by the way.
So it was an hour and a half there, an hour and a half back, and I didn't know if I was going to have cavities or how long I was going to be there, and it was in the afternoon, so I was like, I don't know how I'm going to make it back. But luckily, she had plans that night.
Yeah, so I think that there was a hint of, like, I think it was a combination. So the night before she left and the morning she left, I cried so much. Like, I was inconsolable, and it was, like, not myself, you know? Like, it was weird. I couldn't, like, get myself...
Together.
And I'm sure she was like, what the heck? Like, is she okay? And I think it was like, I needed, normally when I cry, I need like a full release because I don't cry a ton. I cry more than I ever have. But even when I cry, like, I just need like a full, I need to get it all out. So I think it was a combo of that. And then also the fact that she's been so busy, like with the album and releasing and all the stuff that she has going on, like, in general, we haven't seen each other a ton. So I think the anticipation of her leaving just like crept up on me. And I mean, I was talking to someone the other day and I was like, I love being alone. Like, I have no problem being alone except for with Haley. Like, if Haley's the option, I want to hang out with Haley. And so, yeah, but now I'm fine. Like, it's been a few days.
Yeah. She's fine. She's totally fine.
Tanya doesn't believe I'm fine, but I'm genuinely like, we've talked, like, we've been apart before. This isn't the first time. And so, yeah, we're good. I totally fine.
Totally fine.
Gonna be fine. But I had so many people checking in on me that I was finally like, did you tell everybody to check in on me? Because this is like, all my friends care about me, but this is weird. And she was like, yeah, you know, I texted Tanya. And I was like, what about Caroline, my sister? And she's like, yeah, her too. I'm okay. Anyone else that I should be expecting a invite from? So all good. I her first show was last night, and like so many people tagged me in the video, like in Aww, videos ever. It was really cute. So if you get
maybe to- you two are in the long term process of swapping personalities. Wouldn't that be something? Is Becca just going to continue becoming more and more Tanya, and then over time, Tanya's at some point down the road, Tanya's gonna be like, "Oh, I need Robbie to go away for a few weeks."
We haven't seen a lot of switcheroos from Tanya to Becca.
No, but maybe it's a long term.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
I would be delighted to have a little bit of Becca in me. Let me tell you, because I think it would do good for my relationship, honestly, if I had a little bit of Becca in me. But I don't have it. And actually, as a matter of fact, it is the Jewish Valentine's Day. So I'm going to go pick him up a Valentine's Day card. And I'm sure he doesn't even know it.
Yeah. I hope he's got something waiting for you.
Yeah, there's going to be some box of chocolates at home.
Yeah. So all good. I'm totally fine. I do feel like I'm really going to embrace, you know, how I love being a third wheel because everyone like takes care of me. So I'm really going to embrace that time with Robbie and Tanya, Allie and Karsten, Brett and Michael. I'm just going to be like, if anyone invite me over, I'm need to be taken care of.
I do have to say the only reason. So we went to Variety's Young Hollywood party last night. And the only reason that I actually went to it was because you were going.
Wow. Yeah. You did not seem. It was definitely not something you seemed like you wanted to be.
Well, I did. But I had work really early this morning. So it would not have been on my like docket.
Yeah.
But I knew you were going and I was like, we just need to show up for her.
That means a lot. Yeah, it was Variety's Young Hollywood party, which I don't know how many more years I'm going to get invited to that. So I was like, I feel like I should go. Like, I don't know when does Young Hollywood quit being Young Hollywood.
We are youth.
I don't know. I definitely felt on the older spectrum of things last night.
What? There were so many older people there.
It was a mixed bag, but we were definitely not in the youth.
No, we were
part.
In the middle.
Yeah. Okay. We're in the
like
middle.
I like being in the middle.
It should just be called Variety's Hollywood party.
Yeah.
You know?
But you know what? I found my first gray hair this week.
Yeah, your excitement of that kind of pissed me off because I have been dealing with gray hair since I was like 23. So like you like feeling empowered by it, like it was just rude.
I feel like, you know, it gets a bad rap getting older. And I feel like I feel as though I'm the most mature I've ever been, which is not saying much, but I feel good about it. So, yeah, I saw it and I was like, wow, this is so cool.
Yeah, I remember my first one.
Cut it off. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I definitely.
Yeah,
cut it
I was
off.
Gonna say, are you just gonna go? I like am so honestly. The women who are like in our age range who also have gray hair and just like let it grow out. Just they're like, it's. I'm embracing it. I respect that because I will not be that person.
Well, I think that gray hair. It's not like necessarily like letting it grow, but I think that like white hair in general is hard to pull off with like skin tone.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's a bad thing.
I don't either. But I'm just saying, the women who are just like, let her flow, let her go.
Yeah.
Love that.
Me too.
Speaking of, right before we, literally right before we started the podcast, Tony goes, by the way, I vabbed last night. Oh, yeah. And
we just said, all right, roll it.
Yeah,
here we go.
We just said, say less, roll the tape.
Say less. So we, originally last night we were going to have like a date night because also what I'm realizing that life is getting busier. Having quality alone time with Robbie is becoming less and less. Like it's weird.
Like when you're busy, you have less time.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's hard to, but I see him every day, but it's like either we have the kids or we have plans and we don't spend time just the two of us like a lot ever anymore. So anyways, last night we had dinner plans. We were going to go to on a date night for dinner. Which is why we ended up going to the party because I was like, you know, we're already going to be out. So let's just, you know. Mm-hmm. So I had all the plans, you know, I was going to have sex later. And so I was like, I'm going to try this and see if the vabbing actually works.
Even though 100% you were closing the deal that night. So it's really hard to tell.
Well, so it's funny you say that because I didn't. Okay. Because I was so tired by the time we left and I had to get up so early. I was like, there's just no way. Like, there's no way. But I will say he did tell me how beautiful and amazing I looked more than like regular. Like I felt that he like was like very attracted to me last night.
Did he go like, you look beautiful.
Yeah.
No.
Or did he say like, you smell amazing?
No,
or...
nothing about smell, but like, look, like you look, like you look amazing.
Okay.
So in my mind, that's a win.
I just feel a little bit upset that I hugged you and yeah, like I'm just feeling a little bit.
It wasn't in a place where you would have touched me.
What?
So just I'll leave it up.
I thought it was on your pulse points.
On your neck or like
I'm not putting it on like, my pulse points. I put it like. Do you really want to know?
I think we need to know.
Okay. Yeah. I put it. I showered, so it's fine. But I put it back here.
Jesus.
Behind my neck.
On the
That's
back
way
of your
too
neck.
Close for hugging. That is too close for someone who hugged you.
Well, were you attracted to me last night?
No.
Oh.
So just the one spot.
I just put on the one spot.
On the back of your neck. Okay. Yeah.
Just to test it out. Because I'm not going to lie, I was a little grossed out by it.
Yeah, I was going to ask how you felt doing it.
Yeah, I felt a little weird. So I'm not sure I'm going to do it again. I bet. But maybe tonight.
Well, I'm not seeing you tonight, so I just personally feel a little bit like deceived.
It works. It's like clinically. Deception. What did you want me to tell you before I hugged you? I vabbed.
Yeah, no. Don't hug me.
Don't.
I vabbed. Did you say dabbed?
Yeah.
You need like an indicator for like your like a bracelet you wear for your friends. Like, don't come near me. I vabbed.
In the perfect world, it would have just been date night. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
it was
like
contained.
Yeah.
But so it's hard to say if it works or not.
Yeah, we have no proof.
Some of the Facebook group, I can't remember their name. They said they did it and it worked really well.
See?
Yeah, they said they had great results. I don't know what other factors came into play.
I followed that as well. Yeah, it was a deep comment list we had to go down to find out what happened. But it works, she said.
See? And I also saw BuzzFeed posted something. Everybody was sending me this BuzzFeed article that they posted last week about it and it working. So you're welcome.
Well,
but bad news for the Becky G's of the world that might have hugged you last night at the Young Hollywood party.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't hug many people. Just like our crew.
Yeah, just a lucky few. Just of us. Just a lucky few of us.
Yeah, yeah. Did Tori go home and be like, God, I can't stop thinking about Tanya. Oh my God.
I don't know.
She looked amazing.
Tori might have been into me last night. Hard to say.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's Gift Finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's Gift Finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
And then I also want to tell you guys about this like life lesson that I learned on Monday night, because we did the ping pong tournament, the Kershaw ping pong.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good. That's, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah. Just to set the scene, Becca got out in the first round and I advanced to the second.
Well, let's set the scene deeper. This is Clayton Kershaw, who's a Dodger pitcher, and it's a charity event he does every year.
Yeah, it's like ping pong for a purpose. And so they do it every year. I don't think they did it during COVID.
No, this is the first year they did it since 2019.
And so people come and they have just a bunch of ping pong tables set up on Dodgers Stadium field. And they have like, it's like brackets. So it almost looks like a March Madness bracket where there's like, you know, round one, round two, round three, and then like semifinals, finals.
Pretty general bracket.
Oh, is that how it works? A general bracket, some may say. And so we show up and I'm like, I look for my team member, my partner, and I don't know who he is. His name's Zach King. And I was like, I just hope he's chill and like, you know, not competitive. Just like wants to have fun, right? So we walk into Dodger Stadium. Mind you, it's me, Robbie, and the kids. So we just want to like have fun and like whatever. This man approaches me and he's like, are you Tanya Rad? And I go, why, yes, I am. He goes, I was asked by Zach King to see if you'd want to warm up. He's warming up right now. If you guys want to warm up together as a team.
I know Zach King. Not personally, but I know who he is. His TikToks are incredible.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to get there because I didn't know who he was. But the kids see him and they're like, oh my gosh, we know him. He does like magic videos. And I was like, so I'm.
And they're mind boggling. You have no idea how he does these things.
Yeah. So I don't know any of this when I meet him. But all I know is like my partner's intense and I'm now warming up for 30 minutes before while everyone's at the bar drinking. I'm like warming up with my partner. Okay. And like it's intense. He's good.
Yeah.
And I suck. So I feel the pressure. And now I'm like, I want to perform for my partner. Because he wants it so bad. And he was like, not like mean about it. He was very sweet and like encouraging. And he was like,
all like a coach.
Yeah. He's like, all you need to do is just get it back. Like I'll worry about the like slams and stuff like that. Like you just get it back. Like you got this. And he was so sweet. So I felt this sense of like, I need to show up for my partner. I don't know this guy at all, but I liked him right away. Right. So it's round one. And we're playing. I forgot the second guy's name, but it's Brad Paisley is one of the people we're playing against.
But wait, is it, so it's
doubles.
Team ping? It's doubles ping pong. Yeah. I've never done that before.
It's doubles and you have to switch off every time. So like I hit one, the next one has to be him and then it goes to me.
Okay.
So it's interesting.
Yeah.
Thank God we warmed up because it was hard to play that way.
Yeah.
So we're playing Brad Paisley and this other guy, Kevin.
Federline.
No. and I'm playing like the best ping pong I've ever played in my life. Like I am doing so well. It was really crazy. And so we won our first round. We beat Brad Paisley. I like pegged him with a ping pong ball, which like was kind of crazy because I love Brad Paisley. And then I go to find Becca to see how she did the first round. And it wasn't so bright over there.
So I get to the tournament and I see my name on the bracket with Gavin Lux and I'm with Arden. So I'm with my sister. My sister's girlfriend came with me because she's like a big Dodger fan. So and she loves ping pong. So I invited her. And so she is like, oh, Gavin plays second base, whatever. So I'm like, okay, you'll know what he looks like when we find him because I need to, you know, find him.
Yeah, he's a Dodger and he's from Kenosha, Wisconsin, which is where I got married.
Oh, well, there you go. You know,
it was meant to be.
Yeah. Yeah. So we find him and I was like, are you Gavin? And he was like, yeah. He was like, are you Becca? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, by the way, I am terrible at ping pong. And I go, I was like, no. I was like, are you serious? And he was like, yeah, I'm horrible. And I was like, I'm really good. I was like, are you like talking yourself down? And he was like, no. Like I told Kershaw to put me with someone who like doesn't care. And I was like, they picked the wrong person.
They picked the wrong scrubber. Like I would have been perfect.
I care. Yeah. Like I should have been with Tanya's partner and she should have been with mine.
100%. So,
first of all, it is still like so hot at this point. It's like 8 p.m. and it is so hot, but I'm warming up with Arden. Like we're just like playing back and forth. I notice everyone's starting to warm up with their partner because of the doubles aspect. It does make it a little more challenging. So
I was already doing it for 30 minutes.
I'm like looking. Yeah. I watched Tanya and her partner warm up and I'm like, I'm going to go find Gavin and see if like we can do some. And he's sitting on the couch like drinking and it was like the Dodgers off day. So I felt bad being like, hey, get up and get over here. So we don't warm up.
Oh, no.
And we're playing on the main table that's like right next to the bracket. There's like a huge crowd around us.
Yeah, there's like one there's like a bunch of tables and there's like one like main
table.
Which I think
we're
like,
on the main table
which is where I think they put like the biggest celebrity?
Yeah, we were playing Will Ferrell and Justin Turner.
Oh my God.
So I'm like torn between like
it's so good.
And Will's like good. Like Justin and Will were like good. So
Justin Turner, if anyone doesn't know, third baseman for the Dodgers with a big red beard.
Yes.
And Will Ferrell is
a famous actor that everyone knows.
Yeah. So Will Ferrell's like doing like funny stuff like when he's about to serve, and I'm like laughing, but I'm also like in the game. Like I'm so competitive. So I'm like, and so when I say, sorry to Gavin, but when I say one of the worst ping pong players I've ever played with, I think I would have chosen you.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That says a lot.
It was
you
like,
think he's a professional athlete. If you can hit a baseball, the eye-hand coordination is so
not.
High.
Ping pong is so not. Like everyone says, you're good at tennis. You should be good at ping pong. Totally different.
Look, I'm with you, Mark, though. It should have been better. Like, if you're playing a professional baseball, he would, like, it would be, like, a lob to him, and he would, like, hit it up in the air, and it wouldn't even make it across. And I have all these people watching, so I'm just having to, like, tamper my you know, I'm like, it's okay. It was a good trip, you know? Like, I really had to manage my my feelings. So we lost, and
how badly?
We lost. It was like we made it. I think we had maybe like 15 or 16 to 21.
Oh, that's not terrible. Okay,
that's not terrible at all.
Worse, but like we. Anyways, so so then I'm like standing there, and I mean, I will say, Will, I've met Justin a few times, and he's so nice. Will Ferrell was so kind. And like chill and funny and like exactly kind of like he's a little more quiet, I think, but like he was so nice. And when we were leaving, he was walking out at the same time. And I was like, it was nice meeting you. And he was like, you are really good. And I go, yeah, you know, like it's not what I came for, but it's what I got. And he like started dying laughing. He was like, you should put that on a shirt. And I was like, I made Will Ferrell laugh. Like that was a moment.
Oh, that's a big win. Awesome. Major win.
So, and
so that was your peak of the day.
Well, that night. And at one point I was like,
oh, this one's good. This one's so good.
Picking up a ball or doing something, I feel someone behind me, and I turn around and it's Mila Kunis, and she's like, "Hey, girl." And we had met at like the last one, which was in 2018, and I don't like Mila Kunis is like kind of on the same level with Jennifer Aniston, where I'm like obsessed with her and like think she's like so cute and want to be her and be her best friend. And she and Ashton played right after us, and they're just everything.
They're everything. Watching them play, I was like, and she's just in like Converse and like, I think, were they wearing Dodgers jerseys?
No, just in like t-shirt jeans and
just like
sneakers,
chill.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's it right there.
Yeah.
That's so, wealth and love.
Got to watch them. They lost too, which, you know, made me feel better.
Did that make you feel better?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But then, like, I was playing Robbie, and I was playing Tanya's partner after, just, like, singles.
Oh, wait, okay. This is the best part. What? So, because I did tell him, I was like, I'm sorry, but, like, you totally should have got my best friend because she's so good at ping pong as a partner. So we go into the second round. And by the way, like, after I won the first round, I was feeling myself. I was like, I'm playing the best ping pong. I have a great partner. Like, let's go.
This is my night.
Like, we're going to make it to the finals. So we play Pete Wentz and some other Dodger. I don't remember the Dodger's name. Do you remember the Dodger's name?
I could not tell you. I was watching you
slay
the table.
So, but they had this, like, strategy. So basically, I would, like, serve it. And then they would hit the ball back to my side, like, my corner. Meaning, like, my partner would have to run and, like, hit me out of the way because he needs to hit the next ball.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
Alex Vesia?
That sounds right. So they're doing this, like, this trick. So he gets a couple of, like, they get some points right away because it was hard to do that.
Mm-hmm. But that's their strategy to kind of keep you guys off your game?
I guess. I don't really know. I was just trying to get the ball back. That was, like, my job.
Tanya had no strategy.
Had no strategy, just get the ball back. And there was this weird sense of, like, I'd never felt competitive, but I wanted to win so badly for my partner. And, like, his wife was there, and she was sweet and fun and encouraging. And, like, Robbie was there and the kids, and they were all, like, Tanya, you're playing so good. We're so proud of you. And like this weird, like I felt, almost felt like a little bit of Becca came over me in the sense that like I really wanted.
This is what I'm saying. You guys are changing roles.
Yeah. Like I really, really wanted to win. So cut to, we lost. And I lost the like losing point, which like
Wait,
sucked.
I have the funniest video of Tanya hitting it. And then it was like the game was over and she looks up at him and she goes, is that the end? She says, like, is that the end? Like, did I just
lose it for us? And I felt, I genuinely felt so bad. But then I have this like epiphany of like a moment. And I'm, first of all, Zach King, I just met him that night and I'm having this heart to heart. And I go, this has really taught me a life lesson. Having a partner that encourages me and pushes me and wants me to be stronger elevates me and makes me play better. And I played the best ping pong of my life tonight. And I was like having this grand epiphany. And I was like, babe, we have to talk when we get in the car tonight, because I had this like huge epiphany of life. And it just made me realize a lot, because I feel like I was my best self because my partner was the way that he was. If I had your partner, Gavin, I would have just sucked and like thrown it away and like not cared, you know, but I didn't. I had a partner that cared and wanted to win and like made me a better version of my ping pong self.
It's true.
And we became like friends. I think he's going to come to like a Taco Tuesday with his wife. And
oh,
like,
nice.
Yeah. So then we get in the car to go home. And I'm like, who? I got to look up this guy, this Zach King. Go to like his TikTok. And he's like one of the top five most followed TikTokers like in the world. He has like billions of like Instagram followers. And
he has 69 million followers on TikTok, which is very impressive, and almost a billion likes.
Yeah. And we're like watching his videos and they're so good and like wholesome. Like he's not like, I don't know. It's not, you know, sometimes you're watching TikToks and they're kind of trashy and like, how are these people famous and making money? Like he is salt of the earth, wholesome, good content, interesting. And like, so I don't know. Now I'm a fan of his. And yeah, it was a great night.
Yeah, it was a great night. It was so fun. It's like one of my favorite events. It's just fun. It's like everyone there is just like having the time of their life.
Yeah. So then like after people start like losing and the courts are open, the ping pong tables, Becca and Robbie were like playing against each other. And mind you, watching them play like that, like Robbie over exaggerates, like he like serves like all like,
it's very
know,
dramatic.
It's very dramatic. And Becca's like, you know, does her thing and it's so like all whatever. And I'm watching Zach watch you guys, and he's like, I got to play them. Like, he was like, I got to play them.
Yeah.
I think that's why he wants to come to Taco Tuesday, because he just wants to play ping pong with you guys. Yeah.
I beat all of them.
And she was in heels. And she was in heels.
Wow. Yeah. Very impressive.
But I didn't lose in the tournament where it mattered. So that's something I'm still coming to terms with. But you got to have a good partner.
Yeah.
And I honestly was not an encouraging partner to Gavin. Like, I did the best that I could, but I was not an encourager.
Yeah, I was going to say, imagine if your approach was more like empathetic and encouraging. Maybe he could have played a little bit better.
I said words of encouragement, but it was through like gritted teeth, you know? Like, I was like, you got this, you know?
But I also realized I want to practice ping pong and I want to get really good. And next year, I want to play as partners, you and I.
That'd be fun.
Because there was no female, like, actually, I think the team that won was one guy, one girl, but there was no double female teams.
There was this one girl who's like literally a professional Olympian ping pong player, and I wish that you could watch this girl hit. It was like every single shot was like a slam, like so hard. It was so impressive.
Yeah, it was.
It's a fun sport.
It is so fun. Like, I did not expect to have as much fun as I did that night.
Living
and like, living and
ping pong
and babbing
ping pong
ping pong.
Wait, I was gonna say something about there was something that I was gonna talk about. Oh, so we're gonna take a break and I'll be right back, because I wanted to bring something up about something we talked about last week.
What was it?
Stay tuned.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all.
Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's gift finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's gift finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's gift finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last minute shopper, but with Macy's gift finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than the mom stuff she did for me. The laundry, cooking, and driving. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood.
My mom moved to the United States of America, did not know English, learned English, rode her bike to Long Beach State to get her degree so that she could. I mean, she is literally like my hero, my shiro. Yeah.
Shiro, for my shiro. Sure. That's amazing. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending my mom farm fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets.
And we got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase so that you can send some too.
Here's why we love the Bouqs company. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano.
Bouqs has modern designs and unique flowers that you can't find anywhere else.
Bouqs is simple. You go online, pick a delivery date, and you're done.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now.
And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma.
Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code SCRUBBING for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code SCRUBBING.
Bouqs.com, promo code SCRUBBING. All right, we are back. So I don't want to get into this conversation again, but someone sent me, I had a lot of people send me a response to the right person, wrong time conversation.
And they were like,
no, no, no. But they were saying that just like you're one of your favorite movies, he's just not that into you. You're the exception, not the rule. And maybe if you can look at it through that lens, it'll ease the debate. Like, your situation isn't the, like, general consensus. You were just an exception to the rule.
My actual real life?
Yeah.
Well, no, it wasn't wrong. It wasn't right person.
Okay, no, we're not doing this again. But I did. I was like, maybe. And then, you know who had the audacity to agree with Tanya on this?
Oh, I know, because he showed me the DMs.
Robbie himself.
Wow.
And I go, not you. Like, you can't agree with it, Tanya, on this.
That's my guy.
I go, one thing about him, he is loyal to a fault. Yeah, well.
I do like that, thinking about it through the lens of Jennifer Goodwin's character, and he's just not that into you.
It's a
You're
full
the
circle
exception,
moment.
Not the rule.
I think it's.
And what a beautiful thing to be an exception, not the rule.
Yeah.
A rule breaker, some may say.
I also,
trailblazer.
I also got so many messages of people, you know, were like, you know, we dated in college and we needed time to like explore and do our thing. And we've been married with kids for 4 years now. Once we reconnected at a different time, the right time. Anyways, moving on. Can't go down that gaslighting path again. wait, what is this thing about closing the toilet lid when you flush?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Meredith Grey only being in 9 episodes of the, like, 8, or I think it's 8 of the 19.
I do want to talk about that, because
which is just like, are they wanting us to watch?
I think what they're doing, and I have no ground to stand on with this theory, but I think
I know what you're going to say.
What?
Just say it, because
I think they're trying to go to season 20.
Oh.
I think they're like trying to have 20 seasons, because like, how much more iconic does 20 sound other than like 19 or 18?
But then having Meredith, having her in less episodes is not making us want to at season 20.
I know. I agree.
I thought you were saying because they posted this photo of like the new interns, like this is the new class. And I feel like they haven't done something like that since the very beginning. So I almost feel like they're wanting to like totally start over with this new like interns. Oh. And they kind of resemble, you know, the
original
OGs.
Squad.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That was my theory based on no.
I'm fine with it. Honestly, I don't find her terribly interesting in recent seasons. So I think it's fine.
True.
It might freshen things up a bit. I don't know. I trust these people at this point.
Wow.
This guy that works at Kiss FM just told me yesterday that he was an extra on this new season. So when his episode, Ronnie, he does the social media for Kiss FM.
Ronnie, oh my God.
Yeah. So when his episode airs, I told him he has to come on the podcast.
Wait, how did he get that? And you guys haven't gotten out of it.
So I asked, and he's in some sort of like central casting.
Oh,
he's like in something where they call if they need extras. And he was in like a scene with Amelia Shepherd. And he has to go back to film something else. And like he says that, well, I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this. So I probably shouldn't.
But. Yeah, well, I think this might be part of the NDA that he signed. So,
well, that's exciting. Ronnie's awesome.
Yeah. So I told him when his episode airs to come on the podcast and give us like the behind the scenes. Of,
I
like,
just know that you and I would be like hour two, like tapping our feet, trying to like weasel around the set and us getting like yelled at or banned. Or kicked off set.
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
How I picture it happening.
He did say it was a long time. Like, it was like a long day.
Yeah. All right. Well, something to look forward
but,
to.
But yeah, but I also told him to put in a good word. I was like, well, now that you're in, put in a word for us.
Yeah,
and he's
like,
yeah, totally. Like, me and Debbie Allen.
Wait, speaking of you, when you were like, thought I was going to say the same thing that you were thinking.
Uh-huh.
So last night, after I got in the car on my way home and, I was talking to Haley and she was on her tour bus with like her team. And she was like, so we're playing this game where like on the count of three, you say a word and then you try to like say the same word eventually. Like you try to get to where you're on the count of three, you say the same word. Does this make sense to anybody? Like you say like 1, 2, 3 and then like Tanya and I would both say a word and like you kind of see.
My kids do this all the time.
You see the pattern of thinking and you try to get to the same word. Anyways. Mm-hmm. She goes, so I wanted to try it with you. So she goes, 1, 2, 3. And we both say car at the same time. It was so crazy. I was like, wow, we're so in sync.
Yeah, if you, you know, my kids, I used to play this, but usually by the sixth or seventh word, you'll hit one.
Yeah.
You kind of see where the other person's going, they see where you're going, and you come together. But that's impressive.
You want to try it?
Okay.
So, no, Tanya, don't be trepidatious. All in.
So okay. On one, two, three, you say
just any word.
Any word.
Any word.
Okay.
Ready? One, two, three. Podcast.
Sky.
Oh. Those are very different words.
That's okay. Just keep going. You can't. Okay. Don't overthink.
All right. Okay.
One, two, three.
Hair.
I just.
What was that?
I got panicked because I didn't have a word, so I just tried to say what you were saying.
This game's really fun.
Anyways, we said it at the exact same time, and that was really cool. So that's a little bit about us.
Yeah.
We do have an email, and I know someone said our last email was repetitive. We can't tell if it's the exact same email or if it was just the topic that felt repetitive, which it was because we've talked about that topic many a times. But I think this one's new. Is it, Mark?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But this is from Anonymous, and I'm going to read it. Darn it. I've been dating my boyfriend since
March.
Mark
looks like a little boy today.
You know, I have a thing with baseball caps.
You should wear them more often, honestly.
I don't think so. Yeah. I look 7 and 70 simultaneously when I wear a baseball cap.
No, you don't. You look 17.
I like the baseball cap. Wait, put it on backwards.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's the hot way to do it now, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so, backwards.
That's right.
That's it. Yeah, backwards is the move. It's like a universal thing.
It is.
It's going to stay that way. Yeah. I'll test it out on my wife when we're done. I'll
test
walk
it.
This,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, what's up?
Yeah.
All right.
It takes away the 7 and makes it like 27.
Yeah,
This is the male version of vabbing.
Exactly.
It's going to work, Mark.
Anonymous says, I've been dating my boyfriend since March. He has seemed like the most genuine and real person I've met in a while. Well, last night we got to his house and I found another girl's used underwear on his bedroom floor next to his bed under a pillow. His ex moved out in October, so that's 10 months ago, and I know there was at least one other girl after her. He has someone who cleans the house every 2 weeks. He also has 2 dogs. The underwear was not there last week. He said he has no idea how they got there, but that his dogs could have found them somewhere and that they've been known to love socks and underwear. I don't know what to do because I've started falling for this guy and I believe him and I don't want to end it. But to have no good explanation for how they got there is telling me that he cheated. I asked him if he has an ex that's trying to mess with him. Did a friend come and change at his house to go swimming? I literally tried to give him any excuse and he said no. He didn't get defensive. He said he hadn't been with anyone since we started talking and even a little bit before that. I should run, shouldn't I?
This is so interesting. I'm like, because I will say Phoebe always, I'll find underwear and I'm like, you're disgusting. Like, why is this like under the bed? And I don't doubt that his dog may have gotten into underwear.
But from where? Where would this have been lost for a year?
A year? Why is it a year?
Because that's the last time another woman would have been in his place. They've been dating since March.
10 months.
She left. So when she moved out, she accidentally left some used underwear behind a couch somewhere.
I share this story because it's so crazy. And like, I too blew up because I thought my boyfriend at the time was cheating on me. So this was my boyfriend like when I was 24. And he had an apartment in Arizona and there was 2 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. And when he was moving out of this apartment, I went out there to help him pack up and I found women's underwear in the guest shower, like on the, you know, like on the shower thing. Kind of like what you do when like you get period in your underwear and you like wash and just like, leave it there. Mm-hmm. It was not my underwear. And I freaked out. Like I literally was like, you cheating mother, you know, we were long distance, so it would have been way easy for him to like cheat and like this girl's underwear is just in the bathroom. And so I like lose my cool. Mm-hmm. And he's like, swears he doesn't know where it came from. I have never had girls here. I don't even know. Like he just like had no idea. Like, he literally had no idea. Turns into a whole thing. Cut to, I find out, because I was telling one of my girlfriends about the story and how I found this underwear. And she was like, oh my gosh, that's mine. I left that there. So one of my girlfriends and her boyfriend came, this was like months before, but they came to stay with us. And so they stayed in the second bedroom and she got period on her underwear and like washed them in the shower and like left them there and just like forgot. And I guess like didn't tell me, didn't even think about it until I brought it up. And she's like, oh my God, those are mine.
Wow.
So they were my friend's underwear in his shower and we got into a whole fight and I thought he was like cheating on me.
So you're saying maybe if they had friends come and stay.
I'm just saying, who knows? Like, I don't know the details of your guys' situation in the last couple months, but like, I'm saying there is a possibility that he's not cheating.
I mean, she says right in the email, she says, I believe him. To me, that's right. The bottom line. You know better than us and the vibe of your boyfriend, if he's trustworthy or not. So if you believe him, then you got to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'd keep my eyes open, but I think you're fine to stick around.
I do think it's a green flag that he didn't get like defensive or like try to fight or like battle. He was just like, I don't know where they came from. That's a good sign. Unless he's a psychopath, then
there's nothing you can do at that point.
I mean, yeah. At that point, it is what it is.
I know but it's also like, what's he going to say if he's cheating? You know what I mean? If he is cheating, what's he going to like?
I feel like he'd have an excuse ready or some sort of a story, or he would try at least to put together. Oh, yeah, yeah, those. Yeah, no, that, here's what happened. You know, he'd have something. I don't know. I if you believe him, you know him better than we do. I say give it a shot, but keep your antenna up and make sure everything's fine.
Yeah.
Anything else, any other hints, then you're probably out the door.
Like I literally would have been like, bye-bye, leave this dude, sayonara, sucker. But this story that happened to me like always brings me back of like, it can happen.
Is anyone else like a little like upset about the fact that we know they're used? Like, how do we know they're used?
Yeah, that's
snail trail. Snail trail.
Oh boy.
My new favorite word, by the way.
So that's what I've been thinking about the last 5 minutes. So,
Mark, do you know what a snail trail is?
Well, I know what it is on a snail, so I can kind of put two and two together.
Oh, okay.
In the context.
You missed the Lady Gang episode where I was informed.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So I was so delighted by the term I made at the title of that episode.
So delighted.
Snail trailblazers.
Yeah, snail trailblazers was a moment.
It's like the other side of skid marks.
Ew.
You brought it up, Tanya.
I know.
It's all gross, honestly. It's all gross.
The second email is for Tanya, if you don't mind.
I cannot wait for this response.
Jessica asks, can Tanya talk about how to express to your partner and make him understand why you don't want to move in before engagement? He believes we need to move in to be sure about marriage. # traditional modern woman energy.
Why can't you wait for this?
I just want to hear what you're saying.
Why is that funny?
You basically live with him.
It's true. It is true. I basically live with him, and I feel as though most of his closet is more my stuff now than his.
I've seen it now, too. So, like, I've seen how much of her stuff has infiltrated his home.
Like, I'm home. I've been home the past couple of weeks. I've been working from here. And I'm like, I literally have no underwear. I'm wearing, like, a thong that's two sizes.
A used
like,
underwear?
No, they're not used. But I'm like, you know the underwear in your drawers that you just never wear, but you keep them in there for no reason? That's all I have left here. So I'm wearing, like, ugh, so gross. Anyways. So here's the thing. I don't know. It was a conversation that we had because I think that my boyfriend would be open to living together before we were engaged, or I think he would want to live together before we were engaged. But it was something that I had expressed that I don't want to do until we're engaged, and he didn't really push back on it. Like, he didn't really give me a hard time, I guess basically because I do live there, so it's not really like there's a difference. And I will say that since I have been now that I stay there every night and I do basically live there, there have been things to navigate that I don't think happen until you move in together, like picking up around the house. Like, my apartment looks like it's a museum. Like, everything is put back. it's not very lived in. And then he has two kids. So it's like a very different kind of like world, you know? And so that was hard for me. I had to kind of unclench a little bit in my OCD tendencies of cleanliness, but he also stepped up his game of, you know, picking up and making sure it was like, it's a lot neater and more organized. And we've also kind of shared, you know, cooking duties and all that kind of stuff that comes with living together. So I'd say, I think that you can still get that feel of living with somebody without fully 100% moving in with them. I think so.
But explain why it's important not to move in together, since all your stuff is there anyway and you sleep there every night.
Because I do think, I know some people say like, you don't have to get married. You don't have to get married to be in a committed long-term relationship. But I believe that there is a difference in boyfriend, girlfriend, fiance, husband, wife. I do feel there's a difference, and I want our relationship to feel different at each stage. So I want to save that for when I'm living with, you know, with my fiance, and I want to save things for when we are husband and wife. And that's just what I want. I like the, that I have a place to live in case shit hits the fan. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to, but in case it does, I have a home, mm-hmm. You know? Nothing sounds worse to me than those people who were like, we broke up and we were living together, and then like, you have to, like, that just sounds awful. Like, why would I put myself through that when I don't have to?
From the male side, I went through this because when I moved to out of my parents' house, I lived with my sister and then I lived by myself. I never really had like a real roommate. And Allison and I start dating more seriously, and I'm like, I want to move in together. And she's like, I've lived with a bunch of boyfriends and it never went anywhere, and it was a pain in the ass. I don't want to do that again. If we're moving in together, we're engaged. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm getting a ring then. And no, I knew I wanted to do that. And so, and I respected that. And, we didn't move until we got engaged. And I was like, man, what if I'm a really bad roommate and I'm not going to find out till this woman has agreed to marry me? You know, luckily it was fine, but I was nervous to do that, to make that kind of commitment before living with somebody.
Yeah.
But you got to trust the process, you know?
But I do think that, like, I do think that you get a sense of, like, you know, even now with my morning routine, because I do sleep there every night, like, we know I put my clothes in the bathroom and I get changed and I do all my stuff in there. And, like, I do think you get a feel for living with somebody without necessarily fully being moved in.
Yeah.
But I do. I think there's, like, differences, you know? I try and kind of check myself, too, when I want to be, like, super involved in all the decision making and stuff. I'm like, I'm the girlfriend right now. When mm-hmm. I'm a fiance or a wife, like, my role and mm-hmm. my voice should be different, you know? So I try and, like, check myself.
I also know a lot of people who, you know, either waited for marriage or, like, waited literally until marriage to move in or even stay together. And I know that all of them have been like, there was definitely a huge adjustment period in our relationship, like getting married and then also moving in together. And there was like, we had to learn how each other live and like figure out what responsibilities we have. So I would say even if you don't feel ready to move in and you want to wait until a certain point, even if it's marriage or getting engaged, whatever it is, I think no matter what, there's going to be that adjustment period, and you just have to know like this is normal and not to think that it means you're doomed. It just means like in any case, when you have a new roommate, you adjust to how you live with them. So I don't think it's bad any way you do it. Like I think if you want to move in with someone and make sure that you live well together before you get married, that's fine. But I think if you're not meant to be together, if it doesn't work, it's not going to be because someone doesn't do the dishes. You know, it's like,
right.
There's going to be other reasons. So,
and I would say do it for you and make sure you're doing it for you or not doing it for you and your opinions. Don't do it for your parents. Don't not do it for your parents or whatever else. Just make the right decision for you in the moment, but stick to it.
Yeah. Good work, everybody.
It is interesting though. Like it is, it's an interesting dynamic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, especially going, I mean, hello, I lived in like a museum on my own, so I can do everything however I want, put everything away. And then like boys are just messier in general. And then one, and, you know, two kids is a whole different story. It's like a whole different ball game, you know?
Duty calls, you know?
Duty calls. It's time to go. Oh, I do wanted to say one quick thing. don't try and argue that Sunny did not come out of my womb, because that girl has a UTI right now.
Good Lord.
Can you even?
It's from all her humping.
She hasn't been humping because she's been so in pain. I know. And like, I was.
Say it ain't so.
She's been having accidents in the house and she peed in her crate. And I literally, I told Robbie, I was like, I think she has a bladder infection. Like, there's no way she's not. Then, and he's like, she's just acting out because we gave her to somebody for the weekend. She's just acting out. And I go, I swear, this is not just acting out. She has a UTI.
Like mother, like daughter.
I was like, tell me this is not my daughter.
Congratulations.
Don't tell her that Sunny did not come out of her womb.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And with that, it's time to go.
And with that, it's time to say goodbye. But we will be back with an episode later this week.
Yes, we will. And then I'll be off the next week. Who's going to, is JoJo going
to
come in?
She is, but she's also so busy, so I need to double check. But JoJo might be co-hosting with me or someone else. We're not sure.
Oh, wow. A teaser.
So Rachel and Tom, we got so many, or I know Tanya got a ton of DMs about them. They are the couple that went viral for basically cooking foods to help with her
infertility.
And they are the cutest humans of all time. So I can't wait for y'all to hear it.
Tom and Rachel Sullivan.
Yeah. So
if you want to do a little search.
Yeah. Yeah. Check them out on TikTok and Instagram. And then you'll feel really clued in on the next episode.
Yeah.
We love you all.
Love you.
Have a great week.
Bye. Bye.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.